The western part of Côte d'Ivoire remains a region of concern. Of course, there has been also progress in the recent period, but I think it is really necessary to have a triple strategy on the three key problems in that area. The first one is definitely the problem of land. Conflicts of land, who can have land, who cannot have land, what is the identity of people who want to borrow or buy land, etc. We really need to work intensively with the government of Côte d'Ivoire to create a consensual framework to deal with these very serious conflicts. The second is, I think, the porous border with Liberia. As you know, Liberia and Côte d'Ivoire do have a very long border along the Cavaillé River. And it is important that we establish together with both of the governments of Liberia and Côte d'Ivoire what we call a trans-border strategy. There will be a meeting in Monrovia between the governments of Ivory Coast, Liberia and the UN missions in both countries to assist the securitization of that region, but also talk about the sources of conflict, the return of refugees, the issue of humanitarian aid on both sides, discussions between traditional leaders on both sides of the borders. And the third element, I think, is it's a little bit more for the whole country, but it also has its consequences in the West, are the upcoming elections. These are very important elections. They're local elections. They're close to the citizens. But also, if you have elections, obviously the tensions increase. And those three elements actually have to be dealt with together in a strategy to assist the security for the citizens in the western part of Côte d'Ivoire.
Talking about elections, what is the role of your mission there in order maybe to let these elections going well without any trouble? What are you doing for that?
There are basically two elements of our approach to these elections. One is to assist in the security of those elections. As you know, in Côte d'Ivoire, there is unfortunately also a history of violent elections. We've seen that obviously during the presidential elections 2 years ago. Our mandate is really to assist the Ivorian actors to ensure that in all those different circumscriptions and constituencies, there are peaceful elections. That will be our first challenge. It's first and foremost an element of our security forces, but it is also in assisting and also calling on the politicians in the country to remain calm and to really have open and free and transparent elections. The second is technical support to the Independent Electoral Commission. And these two elements form our mandate, which is more reduced, is more limited than 2 years ago, because we are now in a different phase of the Ivory Coast. The first and foremost responsibility is the government of the Ivory Coast, the political parties and the Independent Electoral Commission. But we stay there for these two roles that I just mentioned.
Given the fact that the situation is improving in Côte d'Ivoire, despite some attacks in the West part of the country, what are now your priorities in Côte d'Ivoire today?
Well, I think we're getting slowly in a situation of transition of the mission, in which we are focusing maybe on four areas. One is remains, of course, security. Peacekeeping operations are there to create, you could say, a security head for the Ivorians to accommodate their differences in a peaceful manner. We will continue to do that, but of course, maybe less so and with less troops than we had before, but it is still under discussion in the Security Council. The second element is to ensure that there is a unified army and more confidence within the army among the different groups and with the police and gendarmerie. I think that's absolutely key. And brings me to the third priority, which is the respect of human rights and of equitable justice. That requires, obviously, an investment and a political willingness of the Ivorian authorities with support in a technical way by us to ensure that there is no impunity, but at the same time that the justice is equitable, independent of the political affiliation of those who are suspected of serious crimes. And the last point I would say is to assist the Ivorian civil society, the business sector and so on, in starting to have catalytic programs to create jobs, return of social service and so on and so forth, so that increasingly the Ivorians see the peace dividend. They see that already there is a pretty high level of economic growth of almost 9% in this year, at least that these are some of what is going to be expected. But in many areas, it's important that, of course, the people see the difference.
Last question. You are in New York. What is the purpose of your mission?
I'm in New York to discuss, of course, the situation in the Ivory Coast and in the broader region here at headquarters, and I also meet with the ACBQ, which is the committee of the General Assembly that looks at our budgets. So I'll have to defend the budget of UNICE for the upcoming year, our budget proposal.